I'm not going to be long. Just feel the Lord has so richly blessed Brother Jim that I couldn't just close out without making some effort to say a little something about that. The burden of the ministry, the burden that a minister feels, that one that's called of the Lord, one that has been called out, as all of his children are, out of nature's darkness into his marvelous light, and born of the Spirit of God. And yet somewhere along the way, the Lord sees fit in calling his ministers and giving them a burden to do some of the things that you've seen just done before us this morning. I've known Brother Jim a long time, and I'm not here to preach Brother Jim. I'm not here to preach myself, certainly. I'm not here to preach Brother Richard. All the dear elders that I've heard down through the years, and some of them, many of them, gone home to be with the Lord. But I saw in them what I saw this morning, a desire to do something that's unusual, to do something that's only can be done and is done by the grace of God. And that's a desire to feed the little lambs, the little sheep of God, to comfort God's people. Our responsibility as ministers is not to feed ourselves or to take care of ourselves, but rather to feed the little lambs, the little sheep, those that the Lord has purchased with his own precious blood. And they need feeding. Dear ones, you need feeding. You're different than the rest of the world if you belong to him and have been born of the Spirit. You've been made a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. That is, if you have risen with him. And risen with him means brought from a state of death and sin to a state of life in Christ. You're born again, born from above, born not by the work of the preacher or the work of any mama or daddy, but by the work of Almighty God. And you have an appetite given to you in that birth that needs to be fed. You have a hunger. You have a need. You need instruction. God's children need instruction. Above everything, according to the scripture, they need comfort. As he's preached from Isaiah 40, comfort ye, my people. We know from Psalm 100 that my people are the people of God, not because we made ourselves. We know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. You read in the Sermon on the Mount about his sheep, and you'll find they're different than anybody else. They got a different heart. They got a different thought. They got a different thinking. They have a heart. They're blessed are the pure in heart. They're pure in heart. Now, that doesn't mean they're without sin. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And even after the new birth, as Brother Richard said over and over again, we sin and come short daily. Daily. We always fall short. But I'm telling you, there's a heart that is in a little child of God that the Lord has put there and placed there, that inner man. He's got a pure heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. They're meek. God's little children are meek. The world's not meek. As a matter of fact, the world doesn't like meekness. They don't see meekness as anything but a problem and some inferior kind of behavior. But you know, the one who was the most meek who ever walked on the face of the earth was the meek and lowly Lamb of God, who when he was led as a lamb dumb before the slaughter, he opened not his mouth and walked in complete meekness. The most powerful people I've ever known in my life are those that are the meek, God's little children. But the meek need instruction, don't they? The blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the peacemakers. Listen, God's little children, we need instruction. What do we need to hear? We need to hear about the warfare that's accomplished. Listen, Brother Jim spoke about how it's going to be when we leave this world in death, and to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. What a great promise that is. We know that at the moment we die, that we're not just in nowhere, but we enter into the very presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's also that time between now and there. You see, that's also part of our warfare. That's also part of the battle. As a matter of fact, it's spoken of in the Scripture as a warfare. We're in a warfare. This warfare is inside. We have a battle going on. You're challenged every day. You feel sometimes like you get hit with this and with that. You wake up and something else is hurting. It didn't hurt the day before. Or some problem is there that you didn't have before. Or some circumstance has come up and the battle seems to wage on. And you get every day you have to get up and you have to go through this life. And we know there's a day coming when that'll be over. But until that time, every day we get up, we're going to have that. Can I tell you that warfare is accomplished too? God's little children just need to hear that, don't we? We just need to be reminded again. We just need to remember, where is my victory? Where is my strength? Where is my Savior? Where is my help? Listen, our God is not without power. Our God is not without might and strength and all that we stand in need of. When we face the problems and troubles in this world, we're not alone. He said we'll never be alone. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And even in that final seventh trouble that we have in this world, even as we face death, we can say with the hymn writer, "Oh, death, where is? Oh, as the apostle wrote, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory?" You see, the warfare is accomplished. I want you to know what Jesus did for us on the cross not only took care of heaven and immortal glory, it's taken care of everything between here and there. So what I need, I can find in Him. And if He doesn't supply it, I didn't need it. And what you need, you can find in Him. And if He doesn't supply it, you didn't need it. The warfare is accomplished. He said in that very last part, and I will just close with this. He said, "Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God?" Isaiah 40 and verse 27. What a silly statement that comes from Jacob and Israel when they start thinking God doesn't see, God doesn't know, God doesn't understand. Sometimes we feel like, "Where are you, Lord? Where art thou? Have you clean gone and left me?" The answer to this question is clear. "Hast thou not known?" These are words of comfort for God's little sheep. "Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God," who is our God? He's the everlasting God. "The Lord." Who is He? He's the Lord. Who is He? He's the creator of the ends of the earth. What does He do not? He never faints. Listen, how often do you faint? Strongest men I've known in this world fainted from time to time. You can see them so strong, and sometimes you'll wonder, what's wrong with Brother Gary? What's wrong with Brother Jim? What's wrong with them? Why are they fainting? I'll tell you why they're fainting. Because they're men. But I'm telling you, there's one you and I can trust in when we're fainting that will never faint. When we're fainting, we can lean on Him. We can believe. Said, let us be believing and not fainting. Let's remember where our help comes from. Listen, He's my health, isn't He? He is my health. I believe that. He's my health. He's my strength. He's my wisdom. He's my might. He's my ability to serve Him. He's everything that I need. He's the one that will help me be what I'm supposed to be in this world. And without Him, as the disciples were told, without me, Jesus said, ye can do nothing. But with Him, we can do all that He called us to do. Why? Because the creator of the ends of the earth, He fainteth not, neither is He weary. He doesn't get tired. You get tired? A lot of times I get tired. But He doesn't get weary. And there is no searching of His understanding. Sometimes I'll be searching a scripture or looking for some understanding or having some light, or what are we going to talk about, or what would we share with God's people? Listen, we may not know and never know, really. It takes the Lord to give that to us. But there is no searching of His understanding. I believe He sent Brother Jim to us this morning, don't you? I heard a few amens as I was sitting there. I'd like to hear more. I like to hear a lot of them when I'm preaching. I like to hear when other people are preaching too. I love to hear those give a hearty truth. Amen. I believe that. And I love to see God's little sheep feeding as they feed on the Word of God. He says this, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increases strength. There's no searching of His understanding. And when we go to Him, we have what we need. And He giveth power to who? To the faint. Are you faint this morning? Well, I'm telling you, there's one who gives you power. He says, and He giveth to them that have no might, He increases strength. This is why the Apostle Paul wrote, when I am weak, then am I strong. Now, you know how much sense that makes to the world? Absolutely not. But you know what it does to a little lamb or a little sheep? It comforts his or her heart because it's the truth of God's Word. And He said, even the youth shall faint and weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Sometimes you see young men, and they look like and think, they and I've been there, you think, I'll never fall, I won't have that problem. I remember thinking that. Now I'm experiencing some of them problems. I'll never have that happen to me. I'll bypass that. I won't have any trouble with that. I remember a lot of older folks telling me, you better watch it. You're going to be doing this, doing that. You're going to wish you didn't do that. Guess what? Now I wish I hadn't done some of that. But that's all water over the dam. I'm going to tell you this, though. The Lord doesn't have those problems, does He? The Scripture says also to us, our warfare is accomplished. Not only as we get to heaven, but while we're living here, He says they shall... He said, but they that wait upon the Lord. Sounds like we need to do something this morning. What is it? Wait upon the Lord. What does that mean? That means trust in Him. That means look to Him. That means take it one day at a time, one step at a time, one moment at a time. Tribulation makes you do that. We can do it without those tribulations, and that's a great blessing. It says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew. What will they do? Renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I'm telling dear little children of God, when we trust in God, we're trusting in one who is worthy of every bit of the trust we can place in Him. And He will never, ever forsake us, nor lead us astray. And He sends us little preachers, makes big preachers out of them, so that they share with us the truth, and it comforts the hearts of His children. Now, who can do that? Man can't do it. Schools of this world can't do it. It takes the Lord to do it. But when He does it, it's so, so wonderful. I appreciate your kind attention this morning. When you have a mind to pray, remember me. And God bless you.